Now, read a headline yesterday, Ruth. Three South Australian MPs tour New South Wales brothels. Now, when you read that, you think, oh, hello. But,
well, they went on a brothel crawl, not a pub crawl.
A brothel crawl, that's right. However, it was all above board. And it's all about...
They didn't have their pants down.
It was quite sensible, really. They're looking at the future of the brothels here in South Australia. Ruth, in the...
We're still illegal here.
In the 2000s, can you believe that this is still illegal?
I can't, to be honest. I really can't.
And look, to anyone listening, if you want to get your moral compass out and judge us for saying this, you know, good on you, away you go. But as we say with a lot of these things, if it's not for you, cross the road and keep walking. But surely for those that need to indulge or need this sort of service, good on them as well. I cannot believe in this day and age.
Well, it's been happening forever, so why not make it as safe as possible for everyone concerned?
Correct. One of the MPs that toured New South Wales is Tammy Franks, and she joins us this morning. Tammy, thanks for your time.
Oh, good morning.
Now, I've heard you actually comment on this overnight, and you've come out really talking about the industry in a very, very positive light.
Absolutely. So I wouldn't have called it a brothel crawl. One of the members of the party, Tung, tweeted that it was like a pub crawl, but we were visiting brothels.
Right.
We visited brothels, but we also visited home-based sex industry premises and a whole range of ways that sex work works in South Australia, in New South Wales, that it just can't do out in the open in South Australia.
What do you like about what they do in New South Wales? What could we take out of their system?
Look, South Australia's got the oldest laws for the so-called oldest profession in the world. It's got the oldest laws in the country. In New South Wales, they actually had a real shake-up after the Wood Royal Commission, and particularly as there was a lot of police corruption involved in the sex industry, but also, you know, organised crime and so on. So what they've done is this decriminalised model. So sex work is treated as work. It's treated as an industry. The brothels that we visited and the home-based sex services premises, they deal with the council. They deal with any law that any other business deals with, but they don't deal with any specific laws that are just set up only for sex work premises.
What about the fact that some people may think that they're all owned or operated by the underworld? Do you think that's the case in New South Wales?
Not at all. Not at all in New South Wales. As I say, the Wood Royal Commission really, it used to be that way. But in 2016, every place that we saw yesterday was either a married couple or a woman who had worked in the industry. Some were in their 60s, had worked in their industry, had their mothers work in the industry. It was a very female-centred tour in terms of these women were running these premises, were working in these premises and were very much in control of how everything worked in a whole range of different workplaces there.
On the flip side of Ditz's question, who owns the brothels in South Australia at the moment?
Well, it's hard to pin down. I mean, I couldn't actually walk into a brothel in South Australia legally in the way that I can in New South Wales.
But who do you think owns the ones that are operating now, Tammy?
Look, we've done a inquiry into this industry. While there is elements of criminal and underworld, it's actually largely people who are working, you know, from their homes in hotels, in small scale operations, that are women making a living.
Yep. Were you satisfied with the treatment of the women in these places?
Absolutely. In terms of, I mean, they have. Here in New South Wales, where I'm just travelling back this morning, but here in New South Wales, they have access to works compensation and safe work rights and codes of practice around their workplaces. They're certainly reasonably well paid, as you can imagine, and they have workplace rights and conditions here, they don't have in South Australia. Mm.
Is there any chance this will become legal in South Australia in the short or near term?
Look, for this last year, we've been inquiring into a bill to decriminalise sex work in South Australia. It's a Michelle Lensing bill, but it's a similar bill to that that Steph Key has had in the lower house. It's a bill that the sex workers themselves strongly support. It's a bill the Law Society supports. It's a bill that the health professionals have supported. It's actually in line with the World Health Organization.
Who's against it?
With Amnesty International, with a whole range of organisations. We've had a lot of lobbying against it from particularly groups aligned with the Australian Christian Lobby, the ACL, And people were also talking about a Nordic model, which criminalises clients but says that it doesn't punish the sex workers themselves. Well, when that works in practice, my opinion on that is that it does actually punish the sex workers because they have to stay underground. Mm. People shouldn't have to be forced to live underground. If you have a moral judgment about providing sex as a service, or in fact a lot of it isn't even penetrative sex that people provide, they provide to a whole range of clients. We've heard from people in South Australia with disabilities who've had to go underground to access these services, men and women, who simply want human touch. Hmm. So in this day and age, I think, you know, you can go in and get a haircut, you can go in and get a massage. In many ways, it's a similar therapeutic service. People know that this happens in South Australia. The law actually sort of turns an eye away from it. We all know that it's going on, but they don't really police it as heavily as they would have 30 years ago. Mm. But we don't have the laws that match the culture that we have now in South Australia. I think most South Australians would think, just leave them alone, let them get on with it. And, you know, it's my life. If you're not hurting anyone else, then why should I interfere with yours?
Tammy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Well done.
Pleasure.
There you go. Greens member for South Australia, Tammy Franks.